Page 161. Performing Shakespeare.
Shakespeare demands that you operate at the highest capacity with your emotions, your intellect, your outlook on life. Shakespeare's characters are constantly expressing very complex points of view on the universe, on their place in the world. So you almost have to become a kind of philosopher to speak Shakespeare. You have to have a very, very defined point of view on everything under the sun. Shakespeare's characters are highly intelligent, and you as an actor have to match that intelligence. And Shakespeare's characters are expressing themselves in a time when, you know, there was much less cultural stigma around expressing your emotions fully. So that means, you know, they're not shy to express unconditional love. They're not shy to express the heights of joy, the depths of jealousy and rage. The characters can be in connection to heaven. They can be in connection to hell, to their hellish side. And so I think as a young actor, it's important to go to these incredibly extreme and expansive places, because often in 20th and 21st century material, these kind of base, primal human emotions are veiled and they're put under a suit. But if you've done that in Shakespeare training, then you know where those places are within your own psyche as an actor, and you can take them to whatever kind of work you do afterwards.
Copyright Maggie Flanagan Studio.